Polymarket Traders Price, a 93% chance the Fed holds rates on July 29th. Crypto prediction markets have all but closed the book on the Federal Reserve's July 29th meeting. Traders on Polymarket are pricing a 93.5% probability that the Fed holds rates steady, according to a July 20th post from Cointelegraph citing live Polymarket odds, a decision that markets treat as near certain leaves little room for a price move on the outcome itself. The crypto market is not reading it as a green light. As of July 20, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $63,873, down 1.2% over 24 hours. Ether sits at $1,849, off 1.0% on the day, though still up 4.1% over the week. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reads 33, in fear territory. A telegraphed pause and a market in mild retreat are not a contradiction. They are what happens when the decision is already discounted. A hold this obvious moves nothing on the day. When a prediction market prices an outcome above 90%, the event stops being a catalyst. The 93.5% figure means the marginal dollar has already positioned for a hold. If the Fed does exactly what traders expect, spot crypto has no new information to react to, which is part of why BTC and ETH are drifting rather than rallying into the meeting. The reaction risk has moved elsewhere. It sits in the statement language and in Chair Powell's press conference. Specifically, any signal about the timing of the next cut. Rate-sensitive assets and crypto trades like one respond less to the level set on the day than to the forward path implied by the wording. A hold paired with hawkish commentary can sell off. A hold paired with a dovish lean can rip. The number on the decision is settled. The tone is not. Prediction markets as a positioning gauge. Polymarket odds are useful here precisely because they aggregate money, not opinion. A 93.5% reading is a crowd of traders backing a view with capital, which tends to be a cleaner signal than sentiment surveys. For crypto participants, these venues have become a real-time proxy for how the market is leaning on macro events that drive risk appetite across BTC, ETH, and the broader alt complex. That said, prediction markets price probability, not causation. They tell you what the crowd expects, not what the Fed will actually weigh. Inflation prints, labor data, and any surprise in the days before July 29th can move the number. A 93.5% probability is high, not a guarantee. And the 6.5% tail is where the violent repricing would come from if it hit. The read-through for crypto spending and stablecoins rate policy sets the backdrop for the yields that now sit underneath a growing share of crypto products. Higher for longer rates keep treasury yields elevated, which is what makes tokenized money market and stablecoin yield products attractive. A prolonged Fed pause supports the roughly 4% yields that products like Bitget's Cash Plus Balance have used to pull in deposits. And it shapes the economics behind stablecoin-focused cards that let users park value in dollar-pegged assets between purchases. For anyone spending crypto, the more immediate effect is on volatility rather than the headline rate. A quiet, expected hold means fewer sharp swings in the value of a funded card balance. Traders holding BTC or ETH as a spending reserve face less near-term whipsaw when the macro calendar delivers no surprise. The catch is that a hawkish surprise in Powell's tone could reintroduce exactly the volatility a spending reserve does not want. Users leaning on volatile collateral rather than stablecoins carry that risk into the meeting. None of this is trading advice. It is a read on positioning. The market has priced a pause, the fresh information will come from the forward guidance, and the crypto reaction on July 29th will track the tone of the statement far more than the rate itself.